Hey everyone, this is your audio update for the 13th of February, 2022. I have a bit of information for you this week. I'll get started with James's update first. He writes, "We've been focusing on finishing up the animation that I mentioned last update with Lisa and Serene. We still had some clipping issues to deal with and the jiggle wasn't quite right, but it's all done now. We've even rendered out a second cam with a side view as mentioned. Otherwise, we have two more animations we're hoping to get out this month. They're both done in terms of animation, but need the usual final touches such as lighting, jiggle, and camera applied. We also have a bunch more in the works. On the Bloodcrown side of things, we're still working on building the Bloodlust universe by giving some backstories to the characters and fleshing out their roles in Bloodcrown. We've also set up a base rig with a Genesis 8 female model from Daz, which we'll be able to use for future A3D characters when we want to quickly transfer characters from Daz or Maya exports. And that concludes James's update. Beyond what James said here, I've also got an update on the latest news with the Cybunk animation. Miro said the work to fix this one was a bit involved and took about a week to complete. He solved the lip-syncing issue by remapping the animation to 24 FPS. This required him to fix a bunch of stuff, though, such as reworking a lot of the lip-sync and the animation changes, and realigning the dick. So, about a week ago, they started rendering again with these new fixes in place, and so far they have a couple cams rendered. They're just now waiting on the third and last cam to render. We also noticed many of you were asking for more specifics on what it means to be refocused on Bloodlust. So, many of you will remember that we said the production was about 70% done in December 2020, and that to wrap up the remaining 30%, Miro would need to hunker down and finalize all the animations himself to get it release ready. Miro did complete a bit of work on this in 2021, but as we disclosed in November, he had difficulty juggling it against all the other projects, so the project only advanced slightly. Now, last month we did have a few animations left to wrap up, but other than the Cypunk animation, which I explained above, they weren't taking up too much of Miro's attention. The Seed of Rebirth animation, for example, was being handled primarily by one Maya animator, and the Serene Walk animation was a Blender test animation, which was created by an animator who's only been with the team for a few months. That walk animation was his first animation, and the Serene Dance animation was his second. As for what Miro's been doing in regards to Bloodlust, in January and February he set up a new, clean instance of the Bloodcrown Assets folder so he can delegate new work to our Maya animators while ensuring everyone has the most up-to-date versions of the project. He's also looping in some freelance animators, which we've worked with in the past, so that we have more available animators to work with. The reason for this is the commitment levels of our animators varies quite a bit. So the goal here is to create some additional poses and more elaborate variations to existing animations. If you liked that little hair sweep that Serene did in the Seed of Rebirth animation, this is what we mean by elaborate variation. So with several animators once again working on the main production, this is where our new production coordinator, James, shines. It's hard for Miro to animate and manage all the communication with artists at the same time, so James helps organize all the communication from animators and other artists, so it's easier for Miro to review incoming work and provide his notes without writing messages for hours and hours. James was already doing this type of work for the Blender team, so if you notice the speed at which that was being coordinated there, we're hoping to translate that to the Maya team as well. Finally, I have a paragraph written directly from Miro summing everything up, so I'll read that for you now. He writes, "In short, focusing on Bloodcrown going forward will mean the following. I'm delegating other projects to other teams, so I get to focus on Bloodcrown production. I'm reworking many transitional and sex animations to bring them up to today's standards. With my full attention, I think the new production will be our best release. All work on assets, rigs, and environments is being redirected to Bloodcrown only, meaning attention won't be divided between almost a dozen characters, but rather enhance the few characters that count. The Maya team will focus on enhancing and finalizing animations that don't need my direct attention. The Blender team will continue to work on test animations that progressively include more Bloodcrown assets as we transition, until they can actively participate in creating Bloodcrown content as well." And that concludes the update. That's all I have for you for today, so thank you, and have a good weekend.